So what would it take for Thompson to win in November?
He would have to become a different candidate. New York, I think New Yorkers, and you look back at the mayor's races and the mayors that have been elected in the past, New York has a long history of electing characters. There's, of course, you know, Fiorella LaGuardia. There was Ed Koch. There was Rudy Giuliani. Lindsay was, in his own way, a character. And in between these characters, there have often been kind of quiet, technocratic kind of people. Abe Beame was one. You could argue that Dave Dinkins was. He certainly wasn't much of a character. He was historic, but he wasn't much of a character. Mike Bloomberg has turned into a character. As much as he was kind of a colorless billionaire when he first ran, he's turned into a bit of a character, a little bit haughty. The Marist poll has shown over the years that people don't really like his attitude. They don't think he relates to them or that he understands their concerns. But at the end of the day, he's got a character, and they think he does a pretty good job. Bill Thompson's not a character. He is as colorless as you can get, and he hasn't demonstrated any knack for becoming a character in people's minds. In the very short period between now and Election Day, Bill Thompson would have to become a different person. That maybe is something he can do. Candidates have done that in the past, but he'd have to become a different person.
I was going to follow up and ask you, does he really have enough time to accomplish that?
I think the way I'd like to answer that is, could a candidate in this amount of time accomplish what has to be accomplished? And I think in the hypothetical, yes. Bill Thompson is going to have to go from 0 to 60 tomorrow to be able to pull this off.